You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So it's time for the property feature, and we're looking at three scenarios in this feature regarding the upcoming interest rate decision later this week and their implications on commercial property. I have got John Jack, the CEO of Galetti, a commercial real estate, to take us through each of those scenarios and ultimately what they will mean for the sector. John, thanks so much for your time. So let's start off with the scenario one, that interest rates do remain the same. So essentially the prime lending rate stays at 11.75%, which is what most people expect. In that scenario, commercial property does what?
Yeah, so I mean, really, I like to think about it as a hard fix and or a sort of soft fix or a signal to the market. So if they stay as is, it's kind of a soft fix. It says right to the market, well, we're stabilizing and we're probably not going up anymore. And the other scenario where it actually goes down, it means we're fixed and we're stabilized and now we're starting to go down. So it's quite different. And what it does to the commercial property market is it actually signifies like a hardening of where the yields are. What really happens is if the interest rate is anticipated to continue going up, people price ahead of the curve. So they start saying, well, if the interest rate is 11.75 now, we need a 12.75 yield. And they try and really sort of price ahead of it. And what ends up happening is if they think that interest rate is going to 18%, well, then they want a 19% yield. And if you don't know where it's stopping, you price that far out. So it really signals to the market, okay, we're stopping this interest rate hiking and people can harden their yields and we can actually start determining what the realistic pricing point for property is. So you'll see more transactional activity in the commercial property market.
And I suppose the same would apply with the reverse in the event that interest rates are cut, which is not expected this time around, but expected maybe from, you know, depending on your call, sometime next year.
Yeah. So really what that does is as soon as they start going down, it's a hard fix. So it says, well, these are actually going down now. It's not even, we're not stable. We're actually going down. And so people generally will then rush to market because they know the yields have stabilized. When it's sort of, well, we're just going to keep them flat, then people are still a little bit cautious, and you have 50% of the people come to the market. Then 100% come in when the interest rates start going down. They can take advantage of the high yield environment before it starts to go back down and tighten again, you know?
I mean, commercial property is quite broad. I mean, you're talking about the retail side, you're talking about the office, you're talking about the industrial property. And just under those two scenarios, who do you reckon benefits or potentially loses the most?
Yeah, so they all do. But it really, you've got to circle all the way back around to the consumer. At the end of the day, commercial property is used by retailers and retailers sell to the consumer, or it's used by office users and office users provide services to the consumer, and industrials make products for the consumer. So it always goes back in the end of the day to the consumer. So how under pressure is the consumer actually? And when you see big oil price moves that we saw recently, and we start getting, you know, further hikes in petrol pricing, and you've got inflation and you're anticipating interest rates going up, the consumer gets under pressure and they then have less money to consume services and products. So actually, the knock-on effect starts all the way back at the beginning. And it's really that consumer that has discretionary money to go and spend. And so you look at the different types of retail. For example, you have those types of retail which sell food, and they're really there to facilitate those people in the neighborhood or the area, the broader area, to actually go and get their staples. But then you have the more exotic, up higher end retails where those are there to sell fashion and design, and that really becomes a discretionary spend at the end of the day. Or cars, for example. People don't really have a lot of money to go and buy new cars if the interest rates are massively high and inflation's rampant and they don't have money at the end of the day. And so that's actually where it all comes back to. You've got to look at the consumer and see how much pressure they are facing.
Sure. And that consumer has surprised, I think, quite a lot of people. The consumer has shown itself or themselves to be a lot more resilient than would have otherwise been expected. And we've seen it show up in some of the results that are have been reported by the property companies that do own malls. The problem, though, John, has been the landlords that own office space. I mean, I was even looking at a story that the Sandton City, for instance, is converting some of their office space into residential homes, you know, just given the fact that that space is pretty tough. So it seems as though the interest rate story, either staying the same or coming down, office would need a whole lot more to recover sustainably.
I mean, you've got to look at it a little bit more deeply, because in Cape Town, it's not a problem. In fact, there's no vacancy and rents are going up. So it's more of a geographical issue to say, well, Johannesburg's under pressure. And why is it under pressure? Well, then you start to look at service delivery failure. People are moving to Cape Town. So you've got a lot of immigration going to Cape Town, and therefore they require more offices, and so they're massively in demand, and there's very little office space there. In fact, there's very little residential space there. But in Johannesburg, there's a lot of oversupply of office, and there's a lot of oversupply of residential. So it's not necessarily about the interest rates or the consumer. It's about the immigration and the service delivery between the two provinces.
So, I mean, parting shot for anyone looking to not necessarily maybe get into the space, but perhaps do more in the space, just given what is happening economically right now, what would you say?
Yep. Into the commercial property space.
Sorry, John?
Are you saying people investing in the commercial property space?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. It couldn't be a better time, really, because we've seen such rapid hikes in interest rates, and so the yields have pushed all the way out. So there's a lot of distress in that market, and people are accepting these high, you know, really high yields for their property, which means lower prices. And what we're seeing is that the interest rates are now starting to harden, and where they are stabilized, and anticipate that they'll start going down next year. So right now is projected to be the best it will be from a yield perspective, interest rate wise, and also from the position we're in the cycle of the economy. The GDP has been depressed, etc. So it's a good time to get in and find opportunities, but you really have to be smart about how you work those opportunities. So it's an interesting market.
And as you said, part of that smartness does revolve around choosing the right location, location, location. Things looking 100%. Great in the Western Cape, not so much in Johannesburg, but perhaps extra homework needed there to find the gems. John, we'll leave it there for now. So thanks so much for your time. John Jack, CEO at Galetti Commercial Real Estate.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.